This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and a long time ago on this podcast, I said that my personality has gotten me as far as it can, and I'm just going to use my boobs. I'm here to tell you that it did not work.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I am horny for ombre walls on Pinterest years old.
I'm Tess Barker, and in retrospect, the discovery of dry shampoo was the beginning of the end for me.
Oh, it's okay.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We can. Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Boom! Ombre walls, that's where I'm at too.
Oh, they're so good.
I mean, I don't know what that is, but I'm just into.
What do you think it is?
But I just mean I'm in nesting. I want to redo my house.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got a folder.
Space age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a folder. Well, I have a folder. I have an inspiration folder on my Chrome.
Yeah, so. Yeah. What do you think an ombre wall is?
I think it's an ombre wall. I think it's like a, I think it's a gradient wall.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I love
like that's what, it. That's kind of what it looks like.
Beautiful.
Fuck, I want one so bad.
This feels so fashion forward.
That looks like a lot of work. Can you
it's just paint. It's like, doing like a couple different colors.
Here, okay. See a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I don't know.
That's what it looks like. I love
it. So good, right?
Yes.
Kind of looks like a sunset, like coming down.
Good energy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because it's like in my bedroom, where like I'm getting our house, and my ceiling has like a blue sky on the ceiling of it.
Right.
So I want to like do that down into a sunset behind my bed.
I love it.
Yeah, it's gonna be very chill. Very excited about
it. Are you gonna DIY it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get real cocky about a DIY project, and
right.
I usually pull it off. So
that's a big one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I was looking at Pinterest, like, how you do this, and it's just, like, painting a couple different colors and then, like, just blending a lot in between them.
Yeah, that's the blending. That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
I don't blend. I can't do makeup blending, so I'm not going to do my wall.
Well, I mean, I feel like I dyed my hair for a very long time, so I think I got the color blend. I got this shit figured out.
I could see that.
Yeah, I'm pretty cocky about it.
Nuanced things are tough for me. Like, I'm on this kick right now where I am in my aunting is I'm on this kick where I really want to learn how to make homemade pasta.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
And right?
Yes.
But all the YouTube videos about how to make pasta, like what makes it is like this very nuancey kind of like understanding of the dough. And if you don't get it perfect, it's awful. Like it doesn't go through the machine correctly. So I watched
these too impatient for nuance.
Yeah, it's
kind of fair.
Same. Yeah.
Let's bring on our guest. Very, very funny comic. So excited to have her, Maddie Connor.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks for being. Did you just get a haircut?
I did.
It looks amazing. Cut.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Loving it. It's very. Someone told me it's very like Gone Girl. Like I look like I'm happy or dead.
Okay.
I'm just really on the edge.
I like it. It's good.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Did you say I want a blunt cut?
I did. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was like a full move. I was like almost too shy to say it.
Isn't that weird? I get really shy when I go into any hair. And I'm just like, I don't know what I want. Do anything. Yeah. And then I'm never happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you show the photos? I always feel so vain because I'm like, I know I don't look like Kim Kardashian.
That's the problem is I'm like, I'm always showing them.
Yeah.
I'm always wanting to show them a photo of a model.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I never do because, I'm like, I know this isn't my face.
Yeah.
Well, you should Photoshop your face into it, though.
Oh,
and then bring that in.
And then they're like, wait, what is this picture?
Make me look like this. And it's just you with a creepy face in the middle of a haircut.
Whole, yeah.
Exactly. I brought in a photo of Kim Kardashian. I was like, I know. Listen, I know. This is not me. I get that. But.
I don't think that... I don't think the hair. I think they appreciate the reference point.
Yeah. I think they do. Of course. I'm sure everyone does. I don't know why I get really like, mm-hmm. for some reason, as soon as I walk into a salon, I lose all of my like gumption and I'm just like,
oh,
I don't know.
Think you're
please
this person?
Just help me. And I like can't tell them, I can't give them an opinion on what I want. It's just some weird
See,
thing.
See, this is why I love my hairdresser because we've been friends for so long. Mm. He intuits what I want without me having to know. He'll be like,
oh, that's nice.
I don't have the psychic connection.
Yeah, I have a psychic connection. He'll be like, we're doing Cameron Diaz vibes on you today. And I'm like, oh. Awesome.
Ooh, great. I've always picked somebody that I follow on Instagram and I like their, and then I'll show them a reference of something they've done already. That's usually what I do.
And like, you're building up the ego.
Yeah. I'm a fan of your work. This particularly is like what I'm into.
Right. That's
smart. Yeah. That's, and like the last time I got my haircut, and I love my haircut right now, I got it done in Asheville, North Carolina because there's a gal that I like and I was touring through there. Also, way, way cheaper.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you bounce around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so monogamous with mine.
Well, but it's also like I get my hair's like always different cuts and shit all the time, too.
Right. So that's why I'm surprised you bounce around.
Well, because it's like people are good at one thing, but aren't necessarily good at another.
Right. Sure.
You know, or if I see one that like on my Instagram Explore that I'm like, oh, I'm inspired by that. That would be fun to do.
Right.
Then I'll like be like, oh, well, somebody like more like this. Yeah. Like the shag, if you can do a really good shag cut, doesn't necessarily mean you can do a faux hawk the right way. Mm-hmm. That I like it at least. Like those are two very different vibes as people.
And they're very specific.
Yeah. One has more fashion scarves than the other one.
I have to say, I was very disappointed. I was walking by the one of the curly hair salons that's ruined my hair multiple, you know, it's happened multiple times in LA, but one of the ones that fucked it up. And this girl walked out of there having an amazing haircut.
Oh, no.
And I was like, why the fuck didn't that happen to me?
Damn.
It was Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, exactly same.
Yeah.
I was just like, this isn't cool.
Yeah.
When I first moved to LA, I was so broke. I would get my hair cut by haircutting students.
Oh, I did that too.
And it was I had a good experience until one girl, I was there for like 8 hours. She had no idea what she was doing.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to just save up for haircuts now. It's unfortunate, but it's just.
It's like in LA, it's just kind of you deal with it.
They burnt my scalp one time when I was like getting my like bleach.
Holy shit.
I was getting it bleached out for a minute. And then I had like a real white skunk line and it was like, okay, I can just do this myself. It's fine. And they cut it. They want to cut it too short too. Every haircutting student is just like,
well, because they're like, well, I gotta keep going. Yeah. See, the more training, the more I get to cut it.
Mm-hmm. I need like a bunch of dental work, and everyone tells you go to the dental school, and I don't want this.
Yeah.
Let me say, I have been really looking at a lot of plastic surgery on Instagram.
Oh my god, same. Have you been looking at a lot of the stomach into butt?
Yes.
So good.
Lots of stomach into butt, and it's all in. There's a lot in the Dominican Republic and there's a lot in Colombia, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then I was like reading reviews of this one chick and some people were like, she killed people. And I'm like, did she? I couldn't find any results. but again, people are like, go to this, you know, somewhere else because it'll be cheaper.
Is there a better business bureau
scary.
For BBWs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Damn.
No, but I see the temptation, absolutely. If you think I haven't thought about getting stuff done in Mexico, please.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, I think a lot of times...
Stamp a passport, baby. Come on.
A lot of times it's legit and people do get good work done and you're fine. You
would
know,
you guys just lie and be like, I'm going to Mexico for 3 weeks on vacation? Or would you just be upfront and be like, I'm getting work done?
I think it'd be hilarious if I didn't say it and then I came back looking the way that I
You're like, the water's
if
really
I came
good.
Back having the fat sucked out of my stomach and put in my ass and did not
you
say anything
you got a worm.
It.
Like, no, I just got really sick. Put me in the hospital.
I mean, I would say it.
I mean, I'm kidding.
I don't think people would know. Honestly, like people aren't as observant as we think, like especially men.
No.
Yeah, it's so true.
Like when I got.
I think my boyfriend would probably.
Your boyfriend would know, but your male friends would probably just be like, Barbara, you look good.
Yeah. They wouldn't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
I saw a guy earlier today and he just went, you changed something?
Yeah.
And like the way that he said it was
Wait,
like.
Someone you knew or a stranger?
Yeah. Well, I mean like a comedy acquaintance.
You
it was like something is different, but I don't know what it is and I should. I can feel that I'm sorry. And I was
hilarious.
I got a haircut. It's okay, man. Take it easy.
It's like an iSpy photo for them.
Yeah. Something is different. I can't tell.
Yeah.
False eyelashes really confuse men. They're
absolutely.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Totally. They're like, I know you look hotter, but I don't understand why.
What is the difference?
Yeah, hair extension, same thing. They have no fuck. They don't notice that your hair grew 8 inches. They just know you look hot.
They're so stupid. Yes.
I know. I really wish I could like afford plastic surgery. I'm sick of it. I want to get smaller boobs. I've got just the whole thing. I'm ready.
You can get the you got health insurance, right?
No.
Do you not? Oh man. Well, I guess you got to get the. Well, when you do. You got to get that letter that says your back hurts.
I mean, I will someday, but no, I mean, I work part time.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if Medi-Cal would do it.
Maybe
you don't want a Medi-Cal.
Yeah,
that's like a step below Groupon.
Then I think you do just go down to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Yeah.
Do you guys ever think about how hot you'd look if you were just like a millionaire?
Constantly.
Same.
Of course.
Yeah. I look amazing if I was just like in a different pay grade.
I mean, I'm not sure because I still feel like I wouldn't know what I'm doing. But
no, but when you don't, it's no longer your problem.
Right.
Other people do it to you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, even then, I don't go to other people to get hot ever because like I don't know how to do things that way.
You
think it would be built in already?
Yeah. Because once you start, what happens is like when I was getting my eyelash extensions, the chick who did them told me about the vampire facial. And then I knew that I wanted the vampire facial. So you start learning about the different things.
So you get upsold. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I also feel like just the general not worrying about money just makes you hotter in general. To lift that burden off of yourself.
Sure.
You're already,
right, of course.
Your
skin looks like.
Season hot already.
Right.
You know, at
point.
Because you're like, oh, I can kind of eat well. I don't have to worry about, like, whatever. And then my bills are
getting paid. If I was hiring someone to, like, give me, make good food for me all the time, my life would be much better.
Everything. Yeah, for sure. Everything. I will say this. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try to sleep like a normal amount of hours a night. And I have noticed, like, I still have bags under my eyes, but they noticeably got better.
Yeah.
And
it's
one of those things.
Getting that 8 hours does a lot, doesn't it?
But I guess in my head, I was like, I'm a lost cause. I just have bags, you know? And like, I was like, oh, all I had to do is sleep. Oh.
What were you averaging before? What do you average?
Yeah, what's your...
I'm very, like, I don't have good sleep health. I'm very, like, inconsistent.
The problem is it's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
I slept, like, 5 hours the other night, and then last night I slept 12 hours, which has been very rare, but I went to bed at 8 p.m. Like, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Or I couldn't not sleep.
Well, it's also, like, a consistent bedtime does a lot for you, too. Like, they said that, like, if you fall asleep at 10 o'clock every night versus, like, midnight.
Who are these
even
people?
If you're still,
exactly.
Even if you're still getting the same 8 hours, falling asleep at, like, 10 o'clock versus, like, falling asleep at midnight is still better for you to, like, fall asleep earlier.
But, like, that's just not
going to... That's just not my life.
Doing comedy and being a runner, those two things are just not going to... Like, there's some nights where I stay up late, and there's some mornings where I wake up early. Like, I'm not ever going to have, like, a consistent...
Yeah, for sure.
Bedtime or wake up time.
How are naps working into all of this?
Oh, I love naps.
Yeah.
Love naps.
Are you a napper, Maddie?
When I can be. I like to, but I don't do it enough. And I feel like if I do nap, I have such a hard time sleeping for like 15 minutes. Like I have to go to sleep for 3 hours or not do it at all.
Yeah, throw a nap is
Yeah,
like
it's hard to do
to.
Anything under like 45 minutes to me.
Yeah.
If I can take it, obviously I would love I love a 45 minute, I love an hour, I love a 2 hour. Mm-hmm. But I'll take 15 and I'll be stoked about it.
Do you think the extra like 45 minutes after you, where you keep hitting the snooze button helps you in the morning?
I do.
You do?
Really?
Okay. I know.
I feel like it makes me depressed. I'm like, I don't want to live my life.
It makes you depressed?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's counterintuitive. Like they tell you not to do that, but let's be honest. Like, don't we kind of like love the snooze? Like it feels so good just to be like, fuck you, no.
Yeah. It's like a nice limbo situation.
I just don't know what my life would be without it. I can't think of one time in the last like 3 years when I've actually gotten up.
Yeah.
Insane.
No.
Do you guys have like nightly rituals where you like read before bed or do anything
fuck
like
no.
that?
Wish.
I
should
like
be better.
What I am happier going to sleep when I read before bed instead
Same.
Of scrolling on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I just can never
I know that it's like many things that I know would
right,
make my
of course.
Life
like drinking water. Yeah. It's like
I read before bed pretty much every night.
Nice.
Yeah. And I do like Sean and I both don't look at our phones for at least an hour before bed.
That's really good.
That's really good, yeah.
Yeah. And in my head, I tell myself, my goal is to not look at my phone for a first hour after waking up. I struggle with that one much more.
Mm-hmm. It's
that
hard.
That makes me anxious. Like, just hearing that, I'm like, what if you get canceled?
Just got canceled.
If I get canceled, I want to eat a peaceful breakfast first.
Right.
Yeah, you had 1 hour without knowing that you were canceled. The last dog walk before you were canceled.
Exactly.
It is true, because it's like literally what could be happening on there that you need to know about now. So few things, but we can't help it. That's just built in.
Irresistible, especially when you see a notification, like you're not going to check it.
Yeah.
I got as much turned off as possible. Try to get as few notifications as possible.
Oh, I do too. I don't have a lot turned on, but I've got, even then I'll see that my mail thing has like an extra number and then I'm like, well,
Yeah.
It's there.
Oh, see, I have my mail turned off. I don't see my number.
What do you mean?
I think Babs and I have so much mail that like, it's like,
You have the like, cause you don't delete stuff. You guys are non-deleters.
Well, how many mails do you have, Babs?
Okay, so there's two different things going on here.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I've got my one app that I actually use.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I've got the one that's like a shitty, the one that comes with the phone that has to be on there.
Yeah.
The one that comes with the phone that has to be on there says 47,796.
Damn. But is that mostly like spam emails?
Yeah, it's mostly spam. So those aren't separated into anything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So the one that I use that's separated has 1,485.
So I use my Apple one, and that one I have 19,030. You got me beat by a lot.
Damn.
How many texts do you have?
Texts, I have 38.
239.
Wait, what is this text number that is unanswered?
It's just unlooked at.
Yeah.
How do you not look at your text?
That's wild.
You do, but it doesn't. Sometimes you don't click it like it says red.
Yeah.
And you don't scroll down and get rid of it?
No, not all the time.
It makes me crazy. It makes me anxious.
I gotta have those numbers at zero.
I used to be, the text one was zero at one point, and then it just got up, and I was like, it's not gonna happen.
Even like every time a candidate texts me or whatever, I delete that shit. Like I don't want any of the spam showing on any of my stuff.
Oh no, we got authorization codes, membership specials.
I'll delete all of them. Oh, what a nice crisp and clean.
Bernie has a long thread.
He's very thirsty right now.
Very thirsty.
Same. I've deleted him so many times.
Group chat where people will talk without me, and then I look at my phone, there's like 78 messages.
I'm on one of those, and it's very stressful.
That happens a lot, but what are you gonna do? You can't wait for anyone to join. You don't want anybody not. Do you want to not be on the group chat?
Because exactly.
No, you can't not.
Here's what you do, you stop caring about the number.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Honestly, I check it. I just like click on it, and then I look away from it because I'm just like, I don't care about any of this.
Right.
It feels good.
Yeah.
Man, I am like honestly like in shock and awe and impressed that you don't have the other folder like hidden inside of another folder in shame to not look at it.
What?
Like you're 47,000. Like that straight up stresses me out so much.
Well, I don't usually look at it. It just happened to be, I just looked at it because we were, it's on like a far away screen on the phone.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's
not
mine's like, front and center.
It's not.
This is like who the three of us are as people. Like this is like absolutely our dynamic as a podcast. Our fucking email, the way our email situation is.
That's funny because I think of you as being so productive, and not to say you're not, but that to me, I'd be like, she's messy. She's chaotic.
Well, I think it's both.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm productive, but also very messy.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Like that's like the fuel of it, I guess.
And I know my inbox. Like I know which
me too. I know where everything is. I know my calendar. I mean, my calendar. I do have everything on, but I know everything.
I wonder if Avantasia has anything to do with that, because I am like so religious about that shit. Because I don't know what's in any of that shit unless I look at it. So I'm like, that's why I'm so rigid about it. It probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah,
my mind's eye is blind.
You should have said so.
She can't picture things in her head. So
yeah.
Because I can think about my email and think about like what's in there.
You can just like see it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, can't do that at all.
And it's also kind of like, you know how your laundry hamper, you're only actually working the top half?
Right.
It's like that. Like you don't, there's...
there's like towels at the bottom of it that I'm like, okay. Socks with no matches. Yeah,
totally.
So you start to know what's in the bottom half and what's in the top.
Totally.
Man, I'm working so close to a zero inbox. I got like maybe 15 things in my inbox.
See, that's more stressful to me because the stress of keeping it at zero is more stressful than keeping it.
Yes. To me, it's like that's a to-do list for me where it's like not getting to zero. It's not getting to zero that I'm just excited because I'm like actually could get there. But like it's not necessarily the goal, but it is just that like, okay, this is like what needs to get done. Versus in my email, at least.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
So I just don't keep the list in the same way.
That's fine. I mean, look, I see the appeal. It sounds awesome. It sounds like having a new car or something. I mean, but...
like a crisp new email address. Ooh, just right at that new email address smell.
And look, I've thought about starting anew, but I'm like, let's be honest, bitch. Let's be honest.
Oh, I've tried. Yeah. I've tried to make folders, tried to make tabs. Just doesn't. It'll work for 2 seconds, and then nothing.
Yeah.
It's just also, not. I feel like when I unsubscribe to emails, they just come back. Like, yes. I don't think that works. Yes. I really don't believe. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of the. I did actually get. I got it on this phone or something recently. It was like, you haven't opened a Bernie email in a while. Do you want to unsubscribe?
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, appreciate the ask.
It's kind of funny that it's like, I've never seen that do that before.
No, neither.
I think it was an update and I was like,
wait. Yeah.
Wait, Gmail asked you that?
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you, Gmail.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I need that tweet.
That's
but
a
it was like, there's a lot more shit that I haven't read than that going on in there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's always funny, those ones where you've been getting spam from them for like 13 years, and then you have that day where you're like, nope, today's the day.
Today you're done.
Yeah. Forever 21 emails me 37 times a day.
Oh,
like, I haven't been 21 in years.
It's over. There's just something very satisfying about in the morning when I get like a bunch of spam and just kind of just deleting all of it and being like, oh, there's only 3 things that matter today. Like, the world tried to tell me that 30 things matter, and most of them didn't matter.
See, I will be like, but this sale matters.
Oh, see, I don't even look at
it. And then I'm going to lose hours to garbage that won't fit me that I'm trying to purchase.
See, I don't buy stuff online, so that's like, I just don't even like.
You do it in person?
I tell myself I'm not going to, but I still look at it.
Yeah, it's just, I just like don't want.
Do you go to malls or do you?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, horror shop.
I haven't been to a mall in I feel like years.
I also or like Goodwill. I mean, most of my stuff is like all secondhand. Yeah. Like I don't really like buy new shit that often. Except, I mean, honestly, the only packages I ever get are sponsor stuff, which is like pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
I do. Have you been to the Galleria?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, that's, to me, like, the perfect American mall still. Like, it has all the right stores.
It's great, but this is why I want someone to chop off parts of my body, because I hosted that thing at my work the other day. I didn't have anything to wear for it. It took me 5 hours to piece together a fucking shirt from H&M and a skirt from Forever 21 that fit my body correctly, because nothing fits my body type in the mall, and I'm fucking sick of it. So, it's so frustrating. I'm just so sick of, like,
that
big
is so
tits.
Insane.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of, it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I went, all the larges were gone, and then when I went to Torrid, they didn't have the small sizes. So I'm like, all right, everyone, do you want to fit my size ever? It's like,
it's
so
really...
again, 5 hours to find something.
Yeah, it's infuriating. Like, every place should have more larges and extra larges. Like, fuck you. Come on. Like, look around.
Average size for American women is size 10 or 12.
Yeah, that's what
make sense.
How is that? We've talked about it before in here, but every time I'm like, okay, there'll be something this time. And it fucking blows my mind that there's not more.
Yeah, it's infuriating.
Not even just trying to plug our sponsors, but I do feel like a lot of online places where you buy clothes seem to be more size inclusive.
Agreed, but it's also a lot harder to find. It's very rare for me to find something that fits well. Everlane did fit me, but ordering something online, probably 85% of the time I'm going to have to send it back. And me sending it back, not going to happen. So I'm losing my...
Right. Sure.
I think that's a big reason I just like turned off online shopping as like a thought, because it was like, you get one or two things that like don't fit. And then you're like, okay, well, I just don't have... I'm not going to deal with this. I don't want to lose postage. Then I'm in a net negative on an item that upset me.
Even if it was free, I'm not sending it back in time. Yeah. I just know myself.
Yeah. Do you guys like running errands?
Of course,
I do.
Yeah.
I love the feeling when you're all done with it and you're like, those are 4 things I've been thinking about for 3 months that are done. It's over.
I like the whole thing.
Yeah.
But to me, returning something is just an errand.
But not when your entire life is full of it, because no clothes ever fit your fucking
stuff. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it more than like a couple times a week, but
for sure.
I feel like every time I go to the gallery or any mall, I have like a body dysmorphic meltdown, and that's why I have like a negative association with it, because I'm like, I go to Brandy Melville and I screw myself over.
That's probably what, and I like them all, but after being there for like hours and hours, you're like, what the fuck
is
wrong?
It wears on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you have to get something for a specific event, because then
that's
it becomes this anxiety.
When it's so frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I literally have to find something.
Yeah, that's what I'm sick of. I feel like it happens to me multiple times. I have a shoot that I'm like, well, nothing fits me right now because I grew out of all my other shit and nothing looks good. So I do that. I spent hours and hours and hours, and it's like maybe one thing. And you're just like, how? Yeah. This can't keep happening. Someone fix this.
The nervous breakdown I had prom dress shopping in high school like changed me as a person. Yeah. Absolutely. Because also like we came of age in like this the spaghetti strap era.
Yes.
And that was like a real.
He had boobs. Spaghetti strap boobs were not.
Fuck you, 2002. That was the worst. Oh, man.
But it feels like Lady Bird in the scene where she's like fighting with her mom in a dressing room. I feel like I've done that 37 times when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Just like yelling at my mom about how I'm ugly.
Yeah.
And making a scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say my mom, to this day, is really the only person I shop with. Like, my mom has such good taste for what I should buy. Like, she's just, like, she's so honest. She'll be like, no, that doesn't make your butt look good. She'll like, try this. And I'll be like, what? And, like, yeah. She's, like, really honest, like but that. I can take it from her.
Right, right. That's what you need.
Yeah.
I mean, people, I did the breakdown, too, but I was alone. So people were really uncomfortable. I was like, Mom, I don't. And they're like, whoa, what's going on? We'll be back in a little bit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, we're back. I'm Barbara.
Jesus. I'm Brandy.
I'm Jess.
And we're with Maddie.
Hi.
What's up?
Were you going to say I'm Lady?
I don't know what the fuck I was going to say. You know, it was like when my brain hadn't caught up yet to what my mouth was doing.
What do you think's going on in there when that kind of stuff happens? Like, what's happening inside? I wonder that a lot. When you're like out of body in a weird way.
Yeah.
You're like, where did I just go?
I think it's like this spinny wheel thing is going on in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Does it happen to you guys on stage ever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get like verbal dyslexia, feels like, where I will switch word orders in a weird... I'm like, why am I even... How did that even happen?
Yes.
I do that a lot. Like, less on stage, but definitely in person, I'll switch them around a bunch.
Yeah.
And you're right. You're just like, somehow your mouth was moving before your brain could...
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Steve Martin described that really well in his book, where he talks about like when you're doing stand up, you have to be saying the joke, executing it, but also gauging the audience, but also thinking about the next thing you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a crazy thing that you're juggling all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, we're great.
I know.
We're all nailing it. And we're all nailing it.
Yeah. We're killing it every single time. I've done a bomb. That's great.
I was like, oh, I don't do that, which is why.
No, you do, though. I'm sure
right,
you do.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, I think
like,
why you do it so much. Mm-hmm. That you eventually are just doing it automatically, but that is what your brain is doing.
Right. Because by the time you get to your next joke, like some part of your brain decided to go there next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Next time, just think about what your brain is doing while you're doing all of it on stage. Just
really
go crazy. Be fun. We're going to play a little game with you.
Great.
Yeah. It's called This or That.
We don't have a theme song.
Yeah, it's really easy. There's no wrong answers. okay. Trees or flowers?
Trees? Because I like... the stability of it, or that it, like, has roots.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I prefer a tree too.
Yeah,
good answer.
Flowers smell like funerals to me.
Oh,
and it's also something really sad.
I hate flowers.
You hate flowers.
I mean, I like looking at them, but like they trigger me. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Not all flowers, but like lilacs definitely. Mm. Wildflowers don't, because they don't have that like funerally
pungent
smell.
Sure,
but like all the ones that like you see in that kind of stuff, they just like really. I'm just like, oh, somebody's dead. Like that's like what. So like I'm great to date, don't buy me flowers, because I'm just like, oh cool, somebody's dying somewhere. Yeah,
but it's not to see flowers and be like, in 3 days this soul will be dead.
Yeah,
it's my mom was recently in the hospital a couple months ago, and like 10 people sent her bouquets.
Mm-hmm. And that's like a burden.
Yes. And then when she left, she's like, okay, we have to like load up the cars with all these flowers. Like, no we don't. Like,
see, but in defense of flowers, I love flowers.
They're beautiful.
I feel like if Sean fucks up, I'm so basic. I'm like, just give me flowers. Like, I just love getting flowers. They make me happy. And, like, to me, the impermanence of them is part of the appeal. Like,
I agree, because it's not something you have to cart around forever.
It just, like, is this nice thing to enjoy, like, in that moment.
Yeah. I mean, I like seeing them out in the world. Like, when I'm walking around and stuff, like, that's, like, I take pictures of them. They're pretty and stuff like that. It's just for some reason, like, getting them just, like, upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a weird way.
Do you associate with a specific, well, not sorry to, like, trigger specific...
It's not, yeah. Like, I mean, it didn't start until my mom's funeral.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That for sure, because we had so many flowers and they were in the house the entire...
That makes sense.
They were there, then they were in the house the entire time I was there while we were going through everything. It just, like, that smell is, like, that weak to
me.
Yeah,
I really don't like a plumeria, like a very strong flower scent. That is very bothersome to me.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't associate with a lot of flowers because I don't get that, you know, too often.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often. I mean, it's... Because it's not all of them, but I always feel like there's like maybe five or six different scents that kind of are that like funeral flower.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And they're, one of them is always in most arrangements. Mm-hmm. You know?
And it's almost like that flower with water
at
the same time.
Yeah.
It's like them in the fresh water makes that smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I think scent, at least to me, is the most emotionally direct of like memories.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They like, it can be something that you smelled when you were a kid and it just it brings me back in a more immediate way than really like anything else.
That's why it's without so weird when the cum trees are full.
Yes. Okay, did you guys have cum trees growing up?
No.
No.
No, no, that is, as that someone is West who, Coast as fuck.
As someone who grew up.
Let's explain the cum trees to the listeners that might not know.
So there are, what kind of tree is it?
God, what are they called?
It, there's a tree in Los Angeles.
Jacaranda?
No.
Is it? Is,
but they come out the same time as a jacaranda.
Yeah.
It's
there's a Vice article called This is why your city smells like cum and vomit every spring.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, it's a tree that like blossoms in the spring. It smells like exactly like men's cum.
To a T. And so it's so weird growing up in Southern California because you've smelled the cum trees as a child. So you actually know the tree before you know,
smell,
the cum.
Right?
That's really...
Where did you grow up? I grew up in Northern California. Okay. And we never had them.
You didn't have them? Cum trees are Southern California.
Oh, man. And it is, like, nobody at this table is even questioning if this is true.
No, it's 100%.
It's cum tree.
It's a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a calorie pear, or by its scientific name, the Pyrus caloriana.
Oh, it's a pear tree?
That's just what it's called, but it's a... This is it. Smells like straight up semen. Yep.
This article.
Yeah, it's it's weird because, like, you know, I work at a preschool and I've been walking into work lately and it's like, it's like you said, like, it's like they're all around the preschool and I'm like, this is all I can smell.
Absolutely. Someone should do a study on whether cum tree season affects people's behavior or like sexual preference.
I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say it affects the taste of cum.
Oh,
that would be interesting. Smelling it first, and
This is really funny.
Joan Didion didn't write about this.
I know.
She's like right in her Rolodex. There's still time, Joan.
Somebody needs to do a study on these.
Come back.
Literally.
Okay, so they interviewed a biology professor at Cornell about this, and so the calorie pear tree emits chemical compounds called volatile amines, specifically
trimethylamine
and dimethylamine. These compounds are derivatives of ammonia, which coincidentally...
Say, it's very ammonia-esque.
Yeah, ammonia, coincidentally also present in semen.
Oh.
Certain amines are associated with fishy smells or the stench of decayed flesh. God. And when the weather is warm and its flowers are blooming, the tree wafts them out freely. A revulsion of the calorie pear, however, is the height of human narcissism. Okay, take it easy, Vice.
Yeah.
Their pungent perfumes aren't meant for us.
No shit.
Yeah. Quote, we normally associate sweet smells with trying to attract bees, but a lot of plants all over the world use really terrible smells to attract bees and flies as pollinators.
God, so, I
bees are crazy for cum, man.
It would be very funny to give somebody a bouquet with cum flowers.
That's adorable.
That's how you tell someone they're actually just your fuck buddy. I got you flyers. They smell like cum.
And then maybe an edible arrangement with pineapple.
Oh my God.
The full cum package.
New sponsor.
That's just
holy
like a real
shit,
Cold War
hilarious.
Right there.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man.
Oh my God.
How did we get to those flowers or trees?
Flowers or
flowers
trees?
Or trees?
It got like very esoteric. And then it just really came.
Cum flowers, cum trees.
I will say, I was thinking about this because like my boyfriend and I have been together for a while and he hasn't got me flowers and I was like trying to be mad about it and I wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I guess I should be mad. And then I was like, I'm not really mad because he shows me, you know,
yeah.
he's like so loving and shows me that he loves me constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I, like, don't need this, but I feel like I should need it. Or you know what I mean? Like,
somebody telling you you need these flowers, man.
Flowers is one version of that thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a treat.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it feels very, like, 1960s to me, maybe outdated, where I feel like millennial women like it less, maybe? Maybe not. That's not true.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always just like loved flowers. Yeah. Like I took a floristry elective in high school. Like I've always just really liked picking flowers. And I don't know.
And so that just happens to coincide with being a thing you know, people get. But I guess it's obviously like the, I think it's just one of the easier things to obviously just be like thinking of you thing.
Mm-hmm. Or exactly.
I fucked up thing.
Yeah, whatever. No,
Do you have a lot of dried flowers anywhere, or just when they die, you get rid of them?
I toss them. I have a lot of dried lavender that I got for my wedding. I keep that. But here's the thing. If you guys get flowers, my florist told me, here's a test hack for flowers. You just have, first of all, we should all know this. You cut the tips off.
Yeah, you cut them off.
But change the water every other day and your flowers will last so much longer.
Oh,
yeah. You don't need to put the mixed shit in there. You don't need to do any of that. If you are just religious about changing the water in your flowers, it'll double the life of your flowers.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because that's also what makes them smell bad, is like when the water gets stagnant.
It's funky, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got a real like slimy vase you got to deal with.
Oh.
And also it's like
slimy vase.
Yeah. Well, and then how many of those like weird like glass vases do you need in your house or whatever too?
Yeah.
You know? I feel like I'm always, that's every time you go to like a Goodwill or something, there's just like 30.
There's so many of those.
Like
50 cent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Cum trees or cum? Okay.
Singing
somebody's
or dancing?
Just coming on a tree.
Dancing.
Oh. Dancing. I like how you said that just like obviously. You're like, duh, isn't that everyone's?
I, for some reason, don't like karaoke. I like can't connect with it. I don't like going to karaoke parties. Mm. Not for me. And I feel like that's very divisive.
I gotta be in a specific mindset for it.
Yeah.
I hosted karaoke for 3 years and it like that changed it for me too.
Did you get paid to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like it's an open mic for singing.
I mean, that's kind of what karaoke is in a lot of ways for normies. Yeah, I kind of gotta be in the right mood to sing. Also, a lot of my favorite songs aren't even karaoke songs, so it's like,
yeah,
and they wouldn't be good karaoke crowd pleasers anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love to sing, but you still really have to be in the right mood, and it's like, I think I would choose dancing for sure. Because singing is very vulnerable and scary to me.
Yeah.
And dancing is like just fun and whatever.
I think for some people, dancing is very vulnerable though.
Oh, for, yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Like if you're someone who loves to dance and you try to explain it to a non-dancing loving person, you're like, just dance, like pizzazz, like just go for it. And they're just like, no.
A little ha-cha-cha.
Maybe I am from the 60s.
You put your flowers down, you give a little pizzazz.
Hello, my baby.
Yeah. Well, same. I think that's the same thing about singing too, actually, because people I know who are very good singers will tell you like anyone can sing.
Right.
It's all mental. Like it's all about letting go of like the fear of.
I do think there's a lot of it though. That is a lot of it.
That is very true.
Yeah. Like I've become a better singer as I've gotten older because I give less of a fuck. You know? Yeah.
That's very true. I think it's like, it is a scary thing for so many people, so they just don't want to even attempt it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know why it's so scary.
I kind of feel like it's like, it's similar to like why stand-up is scary, where it's like there's the caveman part of our brain somewhere that's like, I don't want to be away from the pack. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like,
interesting.
I'm calling attention to myself. And like why would you call attention to yourself in a way that like back in the day, like that would be like you bringing a predator to you or something, or like calling for help in some way.
And calling attention to yourself in a way that like you're gonna look bad. Like it's like you're wasting your time if I'm not doing a good job.
Yeah.
I could be emitted from the group that I also need to survive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's pretty earnest. You can't be like ironic about it.
No.
People do commit to being ironic. It's annoying.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
Singing is really vulnerable.
Dancing, like, you could just make the face like, I'm not really taking this seriously.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also not on you. No one. It's not like not everyone's looking at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, the anonymity is like part of the fun part. Like you're like in the dark.
That's why the
big old dance floor.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if we would be better singers in the dark.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe.
You know? Because I feel like that's why people like singing in the shower. It's partially the acoustics, but it's also like you're already naked. No one can
see
you.
Has there been a singing in the dark competition show yet?
Oh, my God.
There's been Masked Singer. There's been... fucking The Voice.
Those buses still stress me out so much.
Massinger.
It just looks like a future that I don't belong in.
It really is very Black Mirror.
It's so dystopian.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone but people that like watch it love it though.
I know.
Are they big celebrities or is it like this person invented the toaster?
It's like mid. Yeah. You know, it's like the celebrities who go on reality shows.
Yeah.
Donny Osmond was one of them. And I kind of knew. I was like,
Rumor Willis, like that level.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Athletes do it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of athletes do it. If you can host SNL as an athlete, you might be the next level below.
If you.
Yeah.
You might be eligible.
Yeah.
But like, if you're a professional football player and your options are get the shit beat out of you or just go sing, you know, My Way. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make that money.
Specifically My Way. I once went on a date with a guy who brought me to drawing room for the karaoke thing. And I was like, you just want to yell Radiohead. Like, this is your whole plan.
Ooh,
and about it felt like weirdly emotionally manipulative, where I'm like, you are trying to like impress me with how comfortable you are. Anyway, there's like layers to it that I was like,
that's
this is
interesting.
Yeah.
Like a first date?
Yeah.
Ooh, no.
So what was he like aside from that?
Normal. But I felt like he was so like, I'm not someone who's self-conscious and I can sing in public kind of thing. Like I felt like it was a weird flex.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then if you're like inevitably like, I don't want to do karaoke, then it's like, well, good job. You got up there and did that.
I guess I have to watch you and applaud for you.
Yeah.
Weird place to
don't
put
like
you in.
It.
Ooh.
I feel like, and this is a generality, but like men who are obsessed with karaoke, I'm very suspicious of. I'm like, this is a hell.
I will say the guys who I know are obsessed with it are, there's something there.
They're in Koreatown every Friday at a karaoke room in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's the thing where it's like, they get so much emotional because I feel like it's the way they express themselves in a different way where it's like the only time they can publicly express being like sad or
for sure. I mean, like we don't give men a lot of outlets for that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think those small karaoke rooms, while my worst nightmare, unless I'm quite drunk, I think are like a place to be vulnerable, but no one is actually watching you.
Right.
Like to me, I'm like, I don't know. Those are actually like make more sense to me than like the Barney's.
Oh my God. Those are way more scary to me. Cause it's like you're surrounded by people who can just sit 2 feet away from you. And if they're not watching you, it's like really uncomfortable.
Oh, me too. I hate those. Oh, like I said, I hate them, but I see how for other people, cause I also don't like my friends really to watch me do stand up.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's like, that's not what performing is. Like, performing doesn't serve that purpose for me. It's like a completely different thing.
Yeah, like anonymous crowd is like way more comforting to me than like three people I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and then you pick the wrong song. It's nothing worse than being like the person that's like, oh, I picked a 6-minute song and nobody likes it. And I'm just going to sit in it and hope they don't kill me.
That's my people pleasing party master.
Party master?
Person. Mm-hmm.
Keep saying P words.
I'm trying not to say P words.
Please continue.
Persona. Is like, I always am like, what's the room feeling? Okay, switch it up. Like, I always switch my song to be like, oh, everyone wants to dance right now. And I wish I could just sing something I want to sing.
Yeah,
but instead, I'm trying to make everyone, like, be like, they all want to dance. Or like, oh, people don't want to hear this.
And
like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking karaoke.
Exactly. Yeah, because then you do see people do that. And it's like, wow, this is not what this room wants right now. But they are having a great time.
Right.
You know, the person that would always be in awe of would be like, you'd have like 5 songs to get everyone like dancing, having a great time. And then you'd get this like show tunesy ballad.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
The worst.
That you're like, oh, and you just watch everyone just slowly leave as they're singing. I don't even know what's an example.
But were any of those like a really good singer?
Sometimes yes. And like then it, like if you're like a really good singer, cool. But like there's also something about like # not all people that sing show tunes, but a lot of them kind of bring this like theater kid energy to the stage.
Yes.
That it's like they're going for the A. And
it's
you're
a
like
lot, right.
We're not going, no one's getting graded tonight.
It's a lot, but unfortunately that's some of our only outlet. If you
Babs and I were not making eye contact as we were talking about that, just for the
I'll say that's me.
No.
But I mean, like, if you're somebody who like always wanted to be in theater and like literally never have a chance to do it,
for sure,
and it is annoying as fuck because when people sing like theater songs and the room's not ready for it. No, no, no. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, as a as a former KJ, I would massage the list to try to, like, make it so, like, okay, we've had this and now we're going
to... You want party people and, like, but also I understand the want to be like, I really want to sing Memory and this is my only chance.
I totally agree. And, like, I have thought many times, and it's funny because I'll go down YouTube rabbit holes watching people sing show tunes. Yeah. And, like, I love watching... If they're good, like, I love watching a vocalist, like, tear it up. But I have thought about doing... It should be its own separate karaoke.
I think,
like,
so, too.
It should be show tunes karaoke.
Yeah. I think genre karaoke, it would be a huge thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because the people that really want that, they can just go geek out together, like Dungeons and Dragons style.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a singles meetup. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. It's not going to stand out.
That's the thing.
That's the problem, is they want that. They also want to be the person singing.
But then you stand out by, like, bringing it.
That's
how you stand out. And the people in that audience will appreciate you.
All right. Yeah, I agree.
I think I just described a piano bar, though.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
So you're dooming them to go to a piano bar. Wait, okay, we'll do a speed round of these before we go.
Good call.
Okay. Yeah. Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Money or fame?
Money. No.
You said it.
I'm a bad person. I'm a bad person.
Swim in a pool or the sea?
The sea.
Okay. Fuck, I feel like money or fame was the best one.
Fire or ice?
Fire?
Family or friends?
Friends.
Okay. That's good. We'll end on that.
You're back.
Hi, we're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Maddie Connors.
Hi.
And I was just talking to Maddie about, this is going to come out after, well, I don't know what the, whatever.
This will come out after.
Yeah, we said in the last episode, but we are taking Tess to a surprise tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show Megan and Maddie what it is, just so they can see what's happening. And
I just heard Babs saying she has CBD and Molly.
Insane.
It's going to be night.
Test check your calendar for
jealous.
Tomorrow.
I'm so I know. I was like, I'll check my calendar.
Yeah. That's it. You can do it. But that's what we're going to.
You think she's
going to
like it?
It's
going
to be amazing.
I'm glad I won't see your face. When?
Really?
Yes.
We'll tape. We'll record.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yes.
Wow. You could hear Tess's reaction.
We're going to record it as the bonus episode for Patreon December. December. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll actually drop this Friday.
Oh, great. Yeah. So
I'm thinking it'd be cruel to be a Molly to find out where you are in that situation.
I mean, we'll see. We'll talk about it. I'm not saying that only because what do I say about this? It's going to be a long thing.
Sure.
I found out. Mm. So I was like, oh, okay. This is a long duration.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Long thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah. I feel so vulnerable and excited right now.
In the screening of The Irishman.
Yes.
We are hanging out with Robert De Niro.
Let's go watch old guys shoot each other.
Just kidding. I already did that with my husband.
So we're going to read a lady problem. If you have one, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Should we do the follow-up one first?
The follow-up first, yeah.
Okay. This is a follow-up from a gal who wrote in and asked about us. What is she? Oh, she proposing to her boyfriend in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
But then she did. Okay, so she wrote follow up. I couldn't wait for Iceland. I proposed about a week after I got the watch engraved. He said yes.
Aww,
I've attached a photo of us in Iceland now 4 months into
that's
our engagement.
Cute.
Aww,
they're really sweet.
So sweet.
But she said, the real purpose of this email is far more important. I wanted to weigh in on your listener's previous follow-up about the office poopetrators. To say that, I think so the issue was that this gal worked downstairs and she had two guys who were blowing up the bathroom right next to her office every single day.
Multiple times a day.
Yeah. Yikes.
This is a real shitty situation.
Yeah, literally. And so said, I think you she said, I think you glossed over fill it with spiders far too quickly.
You know what? I think you're right, actually.
Yeah. Our bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she said, it's very easy to buy feeder insects like crickets in bulk on the internet, and they're not very expensive. They're not as spooky as spiders, but 50 to 200 crickets jumping and chirping all over the place will prevent those inconsiderate men from finding any respite at the Oval Office next to yours.
Tina is going to have a field day.
They're going to be so upset. Yeah. We're going to get an email from Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Also, yeah, how do you get rid of them?
Not her problem.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's on somebody else.
This is, I mean, speaking of Alicia Silverstone, this does remind me of her. Of her letting bees into the photography thing and the crush. Anybody?
What?
Okay, the movie The Crush.
Yes.
She has a crush on what's his fuck? The guy from God damn it.
1993.
The guy from what's his name? Cary Elwes.
Oh, yes.
She has a crush on him. He's older than her and she gets back at the woman he's dating, but she's in a what is it? God damn it. I'm not doing very good at this. She's developing photos in in a red room that is called a
dark room.
Yes. Jesus Christ. In like her garage. Yes. She locks the door and Alicia Silverstone lets bees into.
Oh my God.
I think she kills her or
Jesus.
Something. It's one of those like really creepy
Do
movies.
Do they end up together?
No, because she's like a terrifying 18-year-old. Yeah, but gotcha. Anyway, okay, cool. Just speaking of, Alicia Silverstone had the same idea.
It's funny because
in The Crush.
Scrolling through the IMDb page, at first I saw Kurtwood Smith before Cary Elwes, so it was like, Alicia Silverstone was in love with Kurtwood Smith. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, it's one of those classic, it's kind of like a Lifetime-esque movie where they're like, the killer crush or whatever.
Okay. Like single white female kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was this era where it was like, what if women went crazy?
Right.
Can you imagine?
It's kind of like how holiday movies are in right now.
Yes. Yeah. I enjoy those movies and I know that they're so divisive because they portray women as being like desperate or insane.
They're fun. They're so stupid.
But like Misery is so fun to watch.
I love Misery.
Yeah,
oh my God. I loved that movie.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a blast.
Because that's just also like a vehicle for Kathy Bates, which there aren't enough of.
Yeah.
Bernie 2020.
They're making that into a show.
Yes, absolutely.
Am I crazy? I think they're making Misery into a show, if I'm not incorrect.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't already.
But how does that... I mean, I guess whatever. I'm sure they can figure it out.
Yeah.
I remember in the book, she like... Stephen King. There was some weird dick stuff going on. I can't remember what, but she splintered his dick or something. All right.
Also the author of The Shawshank Redemption.
Yep. Yeah.
That's like Stephen King like really managed to escape being Stephen King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being canceled?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he's never gotten canceled, has he?
No, I think he's like pigeonholed. Like,
yeah.
Pigeonholed. Oh, I see.
Because when you think about like a Stephen King movie, you think of like It or Misery, but then he's got all these other random ass things that he's written
Green
too.
Mile is one of his.
Yeah.
Shawshank Redemption. I think the full title is Rita Hayworth in the Shawshank Redemption too, because it's like a longer... Whatever.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay. Should we give advice?
Hey, ladies. First of all, thank you so much for being you. These past few months have been the hardest of my life, and your podcast has kept my spirits up and brightens my day. I live in the area, and I'm waiting for my busy grad school schedule to clear up so I can attend your shows. Mm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, lady problem that involves a man, unfortunately. About a year ago, my first love from high school and his girlfriend moved to the same city I'm in. Throughout the years, we've kept in touch quite a bit, but because of our busy schedules, we have not seen each other often. Most recently, we met up and got a drink, and it was really nice. I'm fresh out of a toxic 3.5-year relationship, so I was pretty nervous about our chemistry kickstarting seeing each other in person. However, there was no feelings that resurfaced, and it was very nice and platonic. It was very sweet and senti. I don't know what that means.
I think that's what like kids are saying, like sentimental.
Oh boy. Hashtag senti. I'm old. We expressed that we both care about each other and support each other's endeavors and are looking forward to our friendship continuing in the same city. The following week, one of our mutual friends visited us for a weekend and shit got weird. He, my first love, was being so flirty, eye-fucking me, and I felt like I was 16 again. I was sure it was just to get a laugh out of our friends, so I rolled with the punches. It was flirty banter back and forth, and it was a completely different person than when we hung out less than a week ago. Hours later, we met up with his girlfriend. He was a total asshole to me. He was being rude, cutting me off, and obviously isolating me. His girlfriend even called him out for his behavior. We all went out that evening, and then when his girlfriend left to go home, he was all over me again. So much so that when we got back to his apartment, he tried making a move and was kissing me. I was confused and annoyed. Seconds after I pulled him off of me, his girlfriend, who has a key to his apartment, unexpectedly barged in his room. Thank you, universe, for the timing. And as soon as she saw us together, she ran out of his apartment and he ran after her. The next day when I saw him, he was so awkward and uncomfortable towards me. I played it cool and tried moving on from it for the sake of our mutual friend who was visiting, but I was so confused because he is the one that came on to me. Why am I being made out to be treated like this is my fault? Our mutual friend is very immature and was justifying his actions, saying that I need to let go and move on because the situation is obviously not a big deal. But I was pissed. He put me in an uncomfortable situation and was completely different from the friend I got a drink with a week ago. I end up getting an apology text message from him for putting me in that situation, saying his actions were scummy and that there is no excuse for how he acted, which I was delightfully surprised at. I was presented with a man who apologized. I'm shook. I accepted the apology and was ready to move on, but things have not been the same. We used to keep in touch often, and now he's an ass. I've tried giving him a space, but I left some of my things at his apartment that weekend, so I've been texting him to see if we can meet up to get my stuff. He's unbelievably awkward, rude, and uncomfortable. I'm pissed because I was looking forward to his friendship with him, and he knew I was too. What do I do? Do I leave him alone and let him be annoying and awkward? Do I call him out on his bullshit? I do care about him and our friendship, and it sucks that these circumstances happened. Also, I want my stuff back, and I'm tired of him blowing me off and being dumb. I'm really annoyed at the situation I was put in and hate being made to feel like this was my fault. Any input or advice would be appreciated. I'm sorry this is a novel, but I know you love the background deets. This is some dramatic high school level shit, and I want it to be gone. Anyway, thank you and love you.
Wow. I mean, fuck him.
Yeah.
He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah. He's not worth resolving a friendship with.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't even, like, yeah, that's a casual. I mean, like, they weren't even friends before this drink a week ago.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit about him? I mean, yeah, so I wouldn't even worry about your relationship with him or any of that. And, like, I don't think he's worth even, like, saying anything to.
Right.
No, I don't think it's even worth it. Because then he'll want to say something back. And, like, it just, because it, your first time you guys hung out, it sounds like you guys, like, if you're gonna be friends with somebody, just like be friends and talk about some bullshit. Like, don't like get into your feelings and like what things used to be and stuff like that too. You know, it's just like, no, we're friends and we move on from that.
Right.
Versus like kind of like talking about like what things like used to be. You know, like that's.
It's, yeah. I think, a sign that maybe you thought it was all platonic and fine, but that maybe he was getting romancing in his head the old days. And so that while you had moved on from that, to him, that was him getting ramped up in his head about it somehow. And then all
he
this shit
just
happens.
Sounds really emotionally manipulative, and like he was playing you at every turn.
Absolutely. The fact that he was like coming on to her and then being an asshole to her, that was just like textbook manipulator.
Knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a different version of the same old song of like, we thought we were bros and he thought that he was going to fuck you.
Yeah, you know,
and unfortunately, I mean, of course, I'm sure there are areas where this can work. I'm not going to say that there's not, but getting up and having a drink with your first love from high school, getting up, what am I saying? it's a tough situation that it's not going to be easy to just be friends with that person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get the like impulse of, it seems like they just moved to the area recently-ish.
Her the ex and his...
And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend moved a year ago.
Yeah.
And so, then they just met up, yeah.
So I don't know. I wasn't sure if she was maybe new to the Southern California area. And maybe she was like, oh, an old friend. Like, it's good to have someone that I know in this city.
They moved to her, where she is.
Oh, then, yeah. I mean, you're living in the LA area. You have plenty of other people you can get drinks with.
Yeah.
It's like the Maya Angelou quote where she's like, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yes.
Where it's like this person showing that he's not reliable, he doesn't care about you, he's emotionally irresponsible with you.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
I could see it being a little bit of like, you know, like when you go home to your family and like it takes you back to like this place that you become like that teen person again. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to like feel like you've made all this progress. I think the people that you know at that time can also kind of like take you back to there in a certain way too. And especially like your first love from high school, you know, it's just like, oh yeah, like you, it's very easy. And I think to kind of forget all of the learning that you've done to be like this new person.
That's really true. Yeah. It's really easy to like revert.
Mm-hmm.
So you might sounds like he was definitely doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And he just, it serves no function in your life. You have no reason to ever talk to him. You just met the girlfriend. This is a total blackout situation. No more texts. They're done. They're out.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the girlfriend, and like, that sucks because she's
that really
like,
sucks.
This is,
yeah. But that's his mess to solve.
It's totally his mess to solve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is just a wash your hands of it. Done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your other friend sounds shitty. And like, I'm not saying to dump it with them, but definitely don't hang out with them all together.
No.
Like,
no. Be like, this was an unacceptable, this is boundary crossing in so many ways. Also, there's like, oh, this person doesn't care about me either.
Yeah.
This definitely is not the behavior of a person that's your friend.
I would say that like, you guys probably aren't going to agree with this, but you know, I would definitely move on from it. If this, sure, in a year or something, if this person wants to seem to make amends and it doesn't pull the shit again, maybe, but I don't see
there's
it
gotta
being
be, like,
worth it.
Work done in some way. I mean, I would keep it at arm's length. Probably
to
for
me,
quite
this is a total
while.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why?
Your time is valuable.
Yeah. She's living in like a big city. Like,
yeah. What is it about this guy that you want to hang on to? You know?
Nostalgia, maybe. Like, it was her first love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who's friend? I mean, I'm not friends with mine.
No,
I don't know.
No. Mine hears me on the radio in Colorado sometimes.
Oh. Swerving a car.
It's the only time I get texts. It's great.
Yeah, it's so. Just obviously I'm not you, and I don't know what that relationship was. But you know, there's people who are supposed to be in your lives at certain times and not at others, and you just have to kind of accept that. I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And maybe he will evolve as a person, and maybe you can wish that for him. But I don't think it's any of your concern.
You don't need part of that evolution.
He put her in a really shitty situation because it was like, who knew how his girlfriend was going to react in seeing that? Like, he put her in such a precarious, uncalled for situation that maybe he'll become a better person. But you don't need to find out.
No.
Yeah, and you're absolutely 1,000% right. This is not your fault, you know. But you can't really. Nothing. You're not going to get anything from him that's going to make this better.
Right.
No. The only thing that's going to make this better is you just doing what you need to do and getting him out of the.
And I totally get that impulse, like want closure on something and be like, I'm going to confront this person or like make amends in this relationship. But oftentimes it's not worth it. It's just like, so it feels so good to let it go and walk away and like live your life.
Well, and like, I don't know how much closure is actually truly ever possible.
Right.
Either.
Exactly.
You're never going to, you're both never going to get to a place where you're like, we've shaken hands and we agree on everything. Mm-mm. Like that will never happen.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No, at a certain point, you're each talking to different walls.
Exactly. It's like you're going to say your piece, but they're not going to hear any of it. So what's the fucking point?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Especially somebody like this that is like thinking of his next move and like, what is the emotion to mirror at you to get you to do what he wants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they hung out once and he pulled the shit?
Yeah, once. Well, twice. But yeah, it's bullshit. Like, immediately.
That's a 5-time hangout.
Yeah, like a slow burn at least. Put in some work.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and like, I know you got stuff at his place. I don't know what it could be that would, that stuff is his stuff now. If it's something that's truly valuable,
I would say get your friend to get it if you really need it. That, but go over there. Do not do anything.
Yeah, if it's shit that you can just rebuy, I mean,
Postmates
whatever.
It. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Send a Lyft driver to go over. No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
And it sounds people like he's keeping it because he wants her attention, like having this push and pull.
It's manipulative
too. It's at my house. Like, you know, I'm pushing God. Back on her. Yeah.
I also remember being on the other side of it with my ex-girlfriend, like, texting me about some leggings she left. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, it was just like, I'm like, this is you just trying. I know what this is.
Yeah,
right. Stop. I'm not doing this.
Like, okay, they'll be in the mailbox.
exactly.
We're good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but if it's something that's that valuable that you truly do need to get it back, then go with a friend to get it. Get your shit and leave.
Yeah.
But if it's anything even like that you can moderately replace or be at peace with not having, just call it a wash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would check. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to say this is you at all, but like, I think, you know, obviously maybe it was a little bit exciting to like have somebody, you know, be like, I fucking you after this terrible relationship or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, just make sure that you're not, you know, wrapped up. Like, you really need to get away from this too to make sure that it's not any like excitement.
Oh yeah. I forgot she just got out of a toxic relationation. Oh, then.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You for sure.
So, really get away from this guy.
Yeah.
Because also, like,
he could probably reel you in somehow.
These kind of guys have a sixth sense about this, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they can smell the crisis.
Absolutely.
On you.
Well, and she obviously got together with him and told him about it.
Yes. So he knows what's up. He's like, well, he don't be as bad as that guy. Well, and it's like, I just, you can care about somebody but also need to cut them out of your life. Those yeah. two things can happen at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen to I Will Always Love You.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a day.
Absolutely.
The dog just howled when he said that. Yeah.
Not again, Mom.
There she goes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, yeah. you know, we get lady problems like this a lot where it's like somebody who you need to cut out.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
always easier said than done. We all know
always.
That. But you have to just do what's best for you and know that this person doesn't deserve you. And he proved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you'll feel so much lighter in 3 months when you haven't spoken or contacted this person and you're yes. like living life for yourself and having healthy relationships with people who like you and treat you well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's just going through the breakup brain of like, you know, like you can't yeah, trust yeah. yourself in that period of time. It's
yes.
We've all been there. We've all made some tumbles in the bushes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, God. Good luck, though. You're better.
You'll be okay.
You're better than this.
Come,
yeah.
come see us live. We'll make you laugh.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And just reread what you wrote. He's unbelievably awkward, rude, and uncomfortable. Fuck him. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, Los Angeles is full of other people like that. So
yeah, there's so there's so many
other people like that who don't have girlfriends.
Yeah,
yeah, there's so many rude narcissists that you don't have a history with that.
Yeah, you can. Start racking them up, baby.
Absolutely.
I've got a few on my phone if you want them.
That would be so funny. Instead of a clothing exchange, it's like a
that's so good.
If I just thing. Start, I just start hooking listeners up with old fuckboys, being like, "Is this what you need right now? And you need to get your pussy out? Okay, we've got."
It would actually be such a helpful service.
You could be like, expires in 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. The number just disappears. Yeah.
Wow, that's brilliant. So much better than Snapchat. A number that disappears after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
good. Yeah.
Wow. Looking great.
Because you know what you're getting. You know the skills.
Yeah. Topics to avoid. You know, any notes. Like, avoid the bathroom. You know, whatever yeah. you need to know.
Avoid the bathroom.
You don't want to see it. Don't worry about it.
Mine was like, I'm thinking of a very specific one person right now. But like, you're going to be let out by, you know, the neighbors are going to see you doing the walk of shame. Just yeah. don't be afraid to wave. You're not the only one they're seeing this week.
To me, the like my favorite walk of shame used to be the roommate walk of shame.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say favorite, I mean like the worst.
I used to live with a guy and he'd have girls over who clearly really liked him and they would like introduce themselves to me and be like, "I'll see you soon." And I was like, "Oh no." Never yeah. would see them again.
No. Clearly,
yeah, I was like, "Oh boy."
Oof.
Yeah,
I know. My yeah. roommate doesn't like, he's a really good dude and he doesn't like, you know, fuck around that much, but I've seen girls come by who they like, yeah, try to be my yeah. friend. And I'm like, I'm sorry, honey.
No. It's like open mic rules, I think, where it's like, if you stick around for 3 months, then we can give this a shot.
Yeah. I'm handing out my numbers.
Yeah. Friends are such like serial relationship people that they are also convinced that this is, you have these friends that are like,
yeah, yeah. right.
they've been
right.
in love 87 times.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
And they expect yeah, yeah. you to be like there with them. And you're like, you do not remember like, 3 weeks ago or
just
last
happened.
February? Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But it seems like they're having fun. Maddie, mm-hmm. where can people find you on the internet?
At Personally Rich on Twitter.
It's a good Twitter handle.
It's a Kanye reference, which now I feel weird about. Because oh. one time he was like asking people to invest in his company and they're like, why don't you do it? You're rich. He's like, I'm personally rich, but I'm not rich.
Oh.
Which is, it doesn't make sense, but I like the sentiment behind it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Personally rich.
But he is rich.
But no, he is rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, which is why he's allowed to be personally rich.
Right, exactly.
He's also professionally rich, which is right. actually like how you get rich.
Yeah. He's rich across the board, but also I know what Kanye was thinking. I think Kanye
of course,
meant
yeah.
it like
I get
he's
it.
Rich like in life.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, and being sure. rich helps.
Before we go, would you guys want to go to Kanye's church?
No.
My Good coworker not. Went.
Oh,
and wow. she loved it. And she's like a mom who's in her 50s from Minnesota. And
oh,
she was
boy.
Like, I went to Kanye's Sunday service.
Is it in Calabasas?
It's at the Forum.
Oh, my God.
He does it like most Sundays now.
Is it? How much are those tickets?
I don't think they're that much because yeah. they're just doing it a lot. And yeah, a lot yeah, of people yeah. are going. So I don't think it's super expensive.
I feel like I can't not go.
I mean, it is kind of like it's there.
You know?
You know, it's an experience.
I feel like it's going to be like people who didn't go to Richard Simmons. Like, how do you not go to Kanye's church?
Yeah.
Let me know how it is.
I feel almost like exploited.
I'm gonna pass on that one.
By indulging in it. Yeah. Like it feels like he's going through something, and then by going, I'm like endorsing this weird episode he's having. But yeah. I don't know, like maybe it's more earnest than that.
I feel like it's a cult.
Yeah.
It's the beginnings of a cult.
That makes me want to go.
Don't, you know what happens in cults. They don't end well. Cults have never ended well.
That doesn't mean you can't go to one cult meeting.
This is how it happens. Tess, you read cult books. You know these things.
I know.
But I love someone who went to Spawn Ranch once. Like someone who's just like coming by Spawn Ranch.
What was Spawn Ranch?
Manson.
Yeah, Manson. Like some people went there like once.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's people who dip in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Angela Lansbury's daughter was part of the Manson family for a minute until Angela Lansbury cut off her money and was like, stop giving money to that little man.
Oh, see?
And then she got kicked out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know really what it is. I haven't really paid a lot of attention, but she said it was a cool experience. It sucks that he's doing the shitty political stuff that he's doing.
Right,
really fucking sucks because I want to enjoy him, you know, outside of all those things. So
it's a whole thing because, it's like, is it forgivable? I don't know. We don't forgive other people who do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't get a pass.
I mean, it kind of has like notes to me almost of like the Michael Jackson stuff where it's like, I don't know how to like stop knowing Michael Jackson songs.
Right, and how they untangle it.
Yeah, they still come on K-Earth 101 and I do change it, but there is a second where I'm like kind of excited to hear Billie Jean.
It's a good song.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think obviously we're all like grappling with that now, right?
It's so complicated.
People are getting like called out finally for being assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you enjoy their art, you're like, what do I do?
Yeah,
for sure.
Adam Conover has this interesting bit about how like Michael Jackson recorded a lot of songs when he was a kid. And then it feels weird to shut that stuff off because it's like, wait, he's a kid when he recorded ABC. Like, why are we?
He was being abused.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I guess to me more, it's going to like the machine that like suppressed the shit for so long.
Right.
For sure it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just, I'm fine. Yeah, that's weird. Halloween was weird this year because this was the first year with like Thriller literally everywhere and being like, oh, Thriller's just on everywhere.
I didn't hear that much.
Really?
Same.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It feels like it's definitely less.
Yeah.
I retweeted a video of a senior citizen's home doing Thriller because it was like, these old people are cuter than I hate Thriller.
Yeah, you can't take that Thriller dance away from them.
No. They were really committing and they were zombies and chairs. It was so cool.
Fuck. I missed that.
See, somebody needs to re-record it. Somebody needs to just like... Somebody...
But then the Jackson family still gets the royalties, though.
Yeah. Do the Weird Al version slightly of all of Michael Jackson's biggest hit. Well, just listen to Weird Al.
There you go.
Is what I'm saying.
That's a good... I'm down for that.
He's fine. Unproblematic fave, Weird Al. Be a fun cult. Way more costumes.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for being on, Maddie.
Of course, this is so fun.
We'll see you over at the Top Secret Session, Patreon people.
Heck yeah. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.